The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Today we listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Salim Yusuf Ali.
Respected elders, brothers, sisters, we've gathered here for the most special of occasions of the entire year. It is the day of the night and the day of Ghadir. On this occasion, I want to congratulate all of you, all the believers, and of course the Imam of the time, Ajallahu Farjahu Sharif. Just to give us an idea of the greatness of this occasion, I want to first narrate a historical incident that took place that I'm sure all of you have heard of before. There was one time where one member of the Jewish community came to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and he says that there, I have been reading your book, the Quran, and there is a verse in the book that I have come across. And that verse is the one which says, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'amati wa raditu lakum al-islam adina. That this is the day in which I have perfected for you your religion, and I have completed my blessing upon you, and I am pleased with Islam being your religion. And that man says that had that verse been descended and had it been revealed for our community, we would have most definitely taken that day as an Eid, a day of festival and celebration. And that is the perspective of somebody who is from outside of the religion. Just through a very, you know, far remote perspective, when he's reading the book, he finds this verse and he says that there's something special that took place on this day. When we go to the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, one of the brother kindly mentioned one of those traditions which gives us an idea when it is being referred to as Al-Eid al-Akbar, Eidullah al-Akbar, the greatest of the festivities, the greatest of the days. I'll relate another tradition in which the eighth Imam, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam, compares the different a'yad. He says, he wants to give us an idea of how great this day actually is. You know, these days they have these special places where you go to if you want to gaze upon the stars. They're called like dark sky preserves or dark sky areas. And the reason why you have to go there is because there's so much light pollution due to city street lights that we've forgotten even how beautiful the night sky actually is. They even have some special cities where they have ordinances in place where they have to shut off the street lights at a certain point, or they make the lights motion sensor based. Why? Because they want people to appreciate the dark sky so they can see the beauty of the stars. But when you want to go stargazing, what they tell you is that you should make sure that you look at what time you're going in the lunar calendar. Because if you go any time near when there's going to be a full moon, then there's no possibility that you're going to see the stars that you want to see. In fact, they say that if you go when the moon is out in its fullness, then might as well just be looking at the sky, you know, in a bright city with all the lights there, because you're not going to see anything. So keep that in mind. What does the Imam tell us? He says that on the Day of Judgment, the different days of Eid will present themselves, and the magnificence and splendor of the day of Ghadir with respect to the other days of Eid will be like the magnificence and splendor and brightness of the moon when compared to the stars. Being that it's not something which is even comparable how great and how light-filled the day of Ghadir is. So we are very blessed to be able to experience this, inshallah, this will be a day of increased blessings upon all of us, upon the ummah at large, upon all the believers. And inshallah, it will be a day which is an occasion of happiness to our living imam. And one of the statements that we are taught to greet each other with on this day is Alhamdulillah alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikina bi wilayati Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. All praise belongs to Allah who has made us among the mutamassikin, those who are clinging and holding on to the wilaya of Ali ibn Abi Talib. The wilaya, the guardianship, and the mastership of Amir al-Mu'mineen, of Imam Ali and the Imams after him.
Alhamdulillah, alladhi ja'alana min al-mutamassikin bi wilayati Amir
This Eid, brothers and sisters, is an Eid of wilaya. When we use the word wilaya, all of us are familiar with the term imama. Imama meaning the leadership. But wilaya is a term which is very much related to imama, but it's describing the relationship that the ma'amum, the follower, has with the imam. That relationship is meant to be a relationship of wilaya. Wilaya is something which has different grades, different strengths. Your wilaya can be something which is weak, or it can be a strong type of wilaya. Wilaya is something which in its original form, it means qurb. It means closeness. And when we talk about wilaya, and when Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam and his the imams after him are termed as the waliullah, the awliya of Allah, and they are our mawla, all of that refers to us needing to strengthen our relationship with them, to become closer to them, to accept them as our masters. On this day, you know the beautiful event that took place. Towards the end of the life of the Prophet, he is ordered to complete the message, to provide that guidance which will allow all of his efforts to be preserved and to continue for that tree, which is now, that sapling which is now gaining strength, which is now growing, for it to be able to reach fruition. How is that going to take place? He is commanded that this is the place that you have to convey your message. There are more than 100,000 pilgrims who are returning back from Hajj. Some of them have already gone forward, looking forward to seeing their families. And the Prophet says, they go call them back. In the hot sun, in the middle of the day, the Prophet mounts that mimbar made out of the sandals, the saddles of the camels, and he begins to proclaim that famous sermon of Ghadir, where he says, he asks the Muslims, Alastu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim? Do I not have more priority over the believers than they themselves? And then he says, Man kuntu mawla fa aliyun hadha mawla. Whoever I am the master of, Ali is his master. And the verse is revealed, Al yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. I have completed your religion. Wa raditu lakum al islam adina. Islam with wilaya is Islam. Islam with wilaya is the complete Islam. And this is the Islam which is the source of pleasure to Allah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen. شكور ود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.